Have you ever watched crows dive bombing a hawk or an eagle? Several crows will gang up a tester, a larger bird, into departing their breeding territory. Perhaps you've seen starlings or blackbirds do the same to crows. When smaller birds join forces to ward off larger birds, it's called mobbing. This behavior, like calling family members for help, is used by many bird species. The best time to observe mobbing is spring and early summer, when breeding birds are trying to protect their nests and young. Barn swallows, which nest near humans, are a good example. If a pair of swallows perceives a threat to their nesting territory, they sound the alarm. Half a dozen neighboring swallows will arrive almost immediately to help scare away the intruder, be it a house cat slinking into the garden, or you venturing too close. If you hear a ruckus and spot several crows circling and swooping toward a tall conifer, it's a good bet that there's a raptor tucked in the tree, a hawk perhaps, or an owl. These birds know that there's strength in numbers, and they've learned to join forces to protect themselves. For a link to a video of crows mobbing a bald eagle, visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Tribe, true, great tribulation. from the album of the same name, a classic from 1977, that is Bob Marley and the Wailers with Exodus. I'm Julian Taylor. You are listening to The Jukebox. I'm your host here on the show. And I just want to shout out to our new station partner, CKUA. I've been a huge fan of the station for a long time, and I'm so happy and so honored to be a part of this momentum in creating space for artists that matter. Well, artists that matter, let's talk about some of those. We've got a song from Kaylee Cardinal. She was here in London with me last night and blew the roof off at the Moth Club. What a voice. And I know she is from the same province as CKUA. So I wanted to play one of their stars. She's got a song called Where's the Party At here on the show coming up. Robert Finley is also on the show. Robert is a blues and soul singer from America. And the album Black Bayou was one of my favorites of 2023. We're going to play something called What Goes Around Comes Around. But before we get to that, this is one of my favorite Chuck Berry tunes. I know he's definitely known for all of his early rock and roll stuff, but Oh Louisiana, it's got a sweet feel to it. And here it is on the jukebox.
Thank you. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. You might think that nothing. But I'm living my life the best I can.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
We're Say you've been away too long. Things around here have changed. Oh, honey, since you went away.
What's going on?
Where's the party at?
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. You can't be in Great Britain and not play something from the Beatles. That was 8 days a week from the Fab Four, and they have just re-entered the top 40 with their double compilation records, the blue one and the red one. Astonishing stuff. And if you have not seen the movie Yesterday, it's a really fun movie. Watched it with family the other day, and we all had a really good laugh, and it was very touching, a very heartwarming, sweet little film that you should watch that has a lot to do with the Beatles' music. Now, on to Alex Millière, and he was one of my cohorts in the Chorus of Courage project, flagshipped and, you know, built up from the ground by Cindy Dior. His song The Ripple is a hugely emotional tune. He is Ottawa-based and is part of the touring act The Moon Fruits. Courage of Courage is a space created to hold and honor the voices of survivors of violence, women that have survived violence. Here is The Ripple on The Jukebox.
Time trampled on all the while. Did you pretend to live, to work, to love, to smile? Seconds, blueprints for a year. grabbing hold of all the years between then and here. And I know what he did. Yeah, I know what he hid. But I didn't know I couldn't stop the ripple of the rock. No, I didn't know I couldn't stop the ripple of the rock. Could he stop? Would he stop? Will he stop? My kids growing up all the while. What does he know of all the me that's left on file? Working or trying to for my kin. The ones whose life needs convincing to begin again. And I know what he did. Yeah, I know what he hid. What he did. Yeah, I know.